What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are. Come on! Engaging Heaven. Oh, that come on took my vocal box. Hold on. Woo, had to recode after that one. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. As always, join us weekdays, Monday through Friday, for a daily devotional. Let people know. Family members, I love hearing the stories about people in their car rides, commutes to work, whatever have you. Good to have you here. We're going to call this one, It's Written on Your Face, Baby. That's what we're calling it. It's Written on Your Face, period. Baby, is what I was calling you. It's Written on Your Face. Baby, it's written on your face. People give me articles sometimes, and it's once in a while. I really don't respond to news stories, but sometimes I hear something that like really jumps at me. And there was a CNBC article that came out a few days ago. It was a study that was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. And here's what they basically said. We can tell how much money you have by looking at your face. This isn't even Christians. These are just psychologists that sat, they lined up hundreds of people and they looked in each person's face and said, here's your economic status. And they pinned them all based on looking at your face. And when they dug in deeper and they said, well, how could you even do this? I mean, you're not a psychic or anything. And they said, oh, it's very easy. The pain they feel, the anxiety they feel is written on their face. If they look like they're stressed and had a hard life, you have no money. That's what their thought is. And if they're blessed and they have money, they're a little happier. Which, look, me and you both know money has nothing to do with it. Love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. But the point is, your face is, it really is, the window to your soul. Absolutely. Look, I was just on a cruise. Oh my gosh. Look, you go on a cruise. First of all, there's a lot of older people. And I walk those cruises. I love people watching. And when I look at these people, good God Almighty. They could be 70, 80, 60, 90 years old, 50 years old, and their faces. You don't even need to be prophetic, man. Look at their faces. They're bitter. They're always angry. They're sad. They're hurting. Or then you get, once in a while, you get the happy couple, and they're just happy. You know what I mean? He's just a jolly old man. She got the bright silver hair, and they just love each other. It has nothing to do with money. Your face is actually showing your pain. It's reflecting something. The psychologist may just realize that, we're making this about money, but the truth is it's about everything. And it's written on your face. See, your face is the window to the soul. I have it's not an ability. Lord just, I can look at a picture, anyone's picture, and tell you everything about their life. Now, don't send me pictures. My close friends, they do. They do. People that know me well, send me a photograph. I have an amazing friend of mine, and he's dating someone, and he's a powerful man of God. And he met this wonderful girl. You know what he did? He sent me her picture. And I looked at the picture, and I said, I'll tell you everything about her. And he goes, okay, let's do it. I'm listening. I nailed her to the T. This man said, wow, you just told me everything about her life. And I told him whether she's compatible or not. I think she is. It's going to take a little bit of things, but I think she will be. But I can look at a face. Why? I could read your eyes. Anybody's eyes. You read them. Just look at a photo. I can look and I can see your whole life in your eyes. I can see your anger, your happiness, your frustration, the bad relationships you've been through. It's just something that God's given me an ability to do. You can give me any photo. My wife, talking about a friend or something, I said, show me the photo. She knows. I see the photo, I'll tell you everything about the person's life. because your face reflects. Now, I was born with a scowl, so I don't know what that means, but I have piercing eyes. Your face reflects. And, you know, the Bible says, or there's two scriptures I want to talk about. One really quick before the break, it says this. Proverbs 13:15. Good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to destruction. You can see destruction on the face. Another version in the Bible, in Proverbs, says the way of a transgressor is hard. Look on your faces. Look around. Just take a moment as you're listening to this. If you're around people, look. Just look. You see who's hurting. You see who's happy. You see who's upset. Yeah, you just look at their faces and you can see where they really are. We're going to break now, but the question we got to answer in the next 7 minutes is, what does your face say? You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Hey everybody, we're back and we're talking about it's written on your face. What does your face say? Look around. It doesn't take a lot of discernment, friends. I mean, God will show you more. Look at people. Take a look at their pain. Their face is telling you everything. I was on the boat and you know, I have two little kids and I think the boat had 2,500 people on it. I think 20 were children. So there was no kids, really. And I watched these old people looking at my kids. Oh, it's amazing. They just look at my children. The ones that look at my kids, they glean with happiness. They glean with joy. If we're on an excursion and I'm trying to get the stroller up some cobblestone steps, you know what the happy grandparents do? Oh, can I help you? I have strangers say, can I hold him? Yeah, you're happy. And I would say the same thing. You're a grandparent, aren't you? Yeah, of course you are. You love kids. And that guy is cranky. And you know, if my son was having, you know, look, we jump time zones. My kids are out up all night sometimes. And my son was crying. He wasn't in a bad mood or anything. I mean, just had a moment where he was upset. And I looked at this lady's face, man, and she was so angry at my son. And I looked at her and I said, I put him out in front of her as he's crying. And I said, do you want him? And she couldn't believe I would even talk like that. I'm thinking, chick, he paid for this boat like you did. What do you mean? And he's staying in a suite. You're probably staying in an inner cabin. Shut up. You old and cranky. Why are you even on a cruise? Go die somewhere. Why are you even on a cruise? It's like you go to Disney World. Some of the most unhappy people in the world are at Disney. Shouldn't it be the happiest place on earth? No, it's true. They are trying to find happiness. And you walk in Disney and it's like, oh my gosh. You see people beating their kids, yelling at their kids. And I'm just like, this ain't magical. What the heck is happening? I've never seen, you spent all this money on a vacation. You counted down the days and now you beating your kids at Disney. The flip is happening. Because you're showing it on your face. I'm going to make a statement that I want you to understand. You are your thought processes. You are your thoughts. The Bible says, as a man or a woman, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts will end up becoming your life. People that live with, oh, I'm going to lose it all. You probably will. Oh, you don't understand. This is all the same sickness. I know what's happened to my mom is going to happen to me. Probably will. If you think these things in your heart, you will be that. And look, if you don't forgive easy, and you're not full of joy and you're not living an abundant life, your face is giving it away. Your well-being is being suffered because of the anxiety and the fear and the torment that you live under. And if a worldly person can look at your face and see how much money you have, then trust me, baby. We can look at your face and we all know what you're going through. It's time to get inside strong. I spend more time. I talk to these moms. I talk to these husbands. And they're so busy serving and working and taking care of kids. And they lost their identity. And all of a sudden, they're like, ah, why am I burnt out? Because you forgot yourself. Because you're not inside strong. I need to tell you something, mom. You're not going to be a good wife. You're not going to be a good mom unless you're strong inside. On a plane, an unusual cabin pressure, we were going to drop the oxygen mask. You know what you have to do? Put yours on first and then take care of your kids. Why? Because if you try to put your kids first and you pass out from a lack of oxygen, you can't help anybody else. That's most of you. You're trying to put masks on everybody else while you can't even breathe. You're passing out due to exhaustion in life, due to being spiritually burnt out, and you're handing somebody else a mask like you're being a hero. You're not. You want to bless your family? Get strong in your heart. You want to be the husband and the man of God God's called you to be? Take time for yourself and strengthen your inner man and put the happy on your face. It's time to turn that frown upside down. You know what you guys need to do? You need to turn that frown upside down, and here we're going to sing it for you. You need to turn that frown upside down. You need to turn that frown upside down.
You need to turn that frown upside down. You got to turn that frown upside down. Got to turn that frown upside down. You got to turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, you do. Turn the frown upside down starting today. Thank you, Isaac. Was that fun? Oh, I love you, buddy. We love you guys. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Bro, that was radio gold.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.